Chapter 6 The Meeting. Jack and Mary got up early the next morning. They had a lot to do before school.
We must make a poster inviting everyone to the meeting in the village hall this evening, said Jack.
Mary found a huge piece of card. Jack got out his colouring pencils and felt-tip pens. They set to work. They made a very big poster.
Everyone will notice that, said Jack.
It looks very good, agreed Mary.
Let's ask Mrs. Dodd if we can put it up in the shop window in the village, said Jack. We will ask her on our way to school.
Mrs. Dodd was interested in their story, and she was happy for them to put the poster up in the shop window.
Everyone will see it there, said Mary.
Let's hope that lots of people come to the meeting, said Jack.
That evening, Uncle Ted and the children got to the village hall early. They put out lots of chairs for all the people. Then they put a table up on the stage at the far end of the hall. They sat round the table and waited for everyone to arrive. Lots of people came. Soon the hall was very full. Jack noticed that Sid Scrub and his brother were standing at the back.
Look, Uncle Ted, whispered Jack. Sid Scrub and Harry are here.
They are probably worried about what we are going to tell the people, said Uncle Ted. This might be a difficult meeting.
When everyone was sitting down, Uncle Ted stood up. They all stopped talking and listened.
I'm afraid we have some bad news, he said. We have found out that the stream is being polluted.
Polluted? Said a man sitting near the front. What has that got to do with us?
I'm afraid it has a lot to do with you, said Uncle Ted. The pollution is coming from the old pump house factory, and many of you work there.
The people started muttering.
Nonsense!
Called a voice from the back of the hall. It was Sid Scrub.
There is no pollution in the stream, and there is no pollution coming from the old pump house.
I work there, called out a man. I would never pollute the stream. That would be a dreadful thing to do.
That's right, cried another person.
But there is pollution, said Mary. We have seen dead fish trapped by the grid under the building. We have seen them with our own eyes.
The people began to mutter more loudly. Uncle Ted clapped his hands. Everyone stopped talking.
Jack and Mary saw dead fish, he said, and...
But did you see any dead fish?
Shouted Sid from the back of the hall.
No, but...
You see, said Sid. He turned to everyone in the hall.
He says he didn't see any dead fish at all. Can you believe what these two children say?
Again, the people started talking and muttering loudly. Uncle Ted was worried. The meeting was not going to plan at all. Jack stood up.
We did see dead fish, he said, and we saw someone pouring dirty waste liquid into the stream through a hatch under the pump house. We saw it late last night.
What nonsense, called out Sid. There is no hatch under the pump house. Have any of you seen a hatch?
The people shook their heads. They looked angrily at Jack, Mary and Uncle Ted. Just then a man stood up. He looked very, very cross.
I am angry that you are saying these things about the old pump house, he said. I have worked there since it opened as a factory. I have never seen anything tipped into the stream. None of us would ever pollute our stream. It is a beautiful place.
Everyone nodded their heads.
Yes, called a woman. Stop making trouble and leave our factory alone.
If there is pollution in the stream,
called another,
it's nothing to do with us.
The people clapped and cheered.
Stop making trouble,
they shouted. Everyone was glaring at Uncle Ted, Jack and Mary. They began to feel very uncomfortable. Uncle Ted looked towards the back of the hall. Sid Scrub and his brother were grinning. Then he saw them leave the hall.
We are telling the truth,
said Jack.
We don't think you are,
said a woman.
No, we don't,
agreed a man. People started to get up and leave the hall. Jack and Mary watched them go. Soon the hall was empty. Jack and Mary felt miserable.
They didn't believe us, Uncle Ted, said Mary sadly. What are we going to do now?
Let's go and tell the local council,
suggested Jack.
They will know what to do.
That's a good idea, said Uncle Ted.
All right. I will meet you after school tomorrow, and we will go straight to the local council offices.